Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We're visiting with our good friend, that's G-U-Y-S-O-R-M-A-N, if you're Googling him. If he were an American, we'd call him Guy Sorman, but he's a Frenchman, and so we call him Guy Sorman, and which I actually like that better. And Guy is the author of Economics Does Not Lie, and I recommend it to you. Also a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, writes for City Journal. Guy, one of the things I wanted you to talk to us about in this segment is about this proposal by your own government,
yes,
by the President Sarkozy and Nobel Prize laureate Joseph Stiglitz,
yes,
that the GDP, the gross domestic product, is not a good way to measure the performance of an economy. They're proposing, Guy, that we also include the overall well-being of the people as an indicator of the success of an economy. And I think they've got this backwards, Guy, because those things being comes from the growth, the production of an economy, not the other way around. What do you think?
Well, this question has been studied since many, many years. There is a direct connection between GDP and well-being. So any attempt to change the index will have no impact. But the reason why they're trying to do is that, you know, Europe is not in a good shape, and we have no growth since many, many years. And Sarkozy said, let's change the rules and prove that even with no growth, we are more happy than the Americans. So he borrowed the most creative and the most anti-market American economists and say, Joe, try to build an index which will show that Europe is much better off than the United States. And this is what Stiglitz is doing. But it has been done before. It makes no sense. And second, you can change the rule once, but not twice. So what indexes you have is not important. What you need in economics is to compare from one year to the next. So maybe next year we'll have a very good figure and show that we are more happy than the United States. You'll have to change the rules again. So it's been tried before, I must say.
Well, one of the things... Somebody has to work.
Look,
for human beings to do what human beings like to do, and that is to make you know, to grow and to make progress. We have to produce things. We have to produce things because we consume things.
Yeah,
as human beings, we have a way of life that we like, and to minimize production. And folks, that's what the proposal is about.
Yes,
is to minimize production and to maximize this well-being, this feel-good indicator they're talking. It's essentially what they're talking about.
If I may,
it's a fool's errand, isn't it?
Yeah, if I may quote my former mentor, Milton Friedman, he said that the ultimate, you know, purpose of economics is to be free to choose. But to be free to choose, you must product something first, and then you can redistribute and you can go on vacation. But without growth, I mean, you have nothing. So, this Stiglitz-Sarkozy affair, I mean, it's all politics. I mean, it doesn't solve any problem.
Yeah.
I think nobody really believes in this kind of stuff. I mean, people are more clever than that.
Guy, let's talk about the sovereign debt.
Yes.
Is there more ugly stuff to come from the Europe getting its debt in order?
Yes. I mean, it's a tremendous problem for Europe because... crisis, it's a euro crisis. It's not a euro crisis. It's a crisis of the welfare state. The euro is in crisis, and we are in debt because we created a huge and wonderful welfare system, which we could afford in the 70s, 60s, 70s. We don't work. We don't produce enough to support the welfare state. So the only way to get out of the debt crisis would be to reduce the welfare. This requires political courage, which, you know, Margaret Thatcher had in her time. But so far, I don't hear any of the European leaders, maybe David Cameron in UK, starting to say that, say, well, this is not a euro crisis, it's a crisis of the welfare state. We have to go back to a more free market and more an economy based on entrepreneurship. But once again, the political discourse, well, I don't hear that so much. I mean, it's always presented as kind of a technical crisis. It is an ideological crisis.
Got to wrap it up. I've enjoyed our visit. Thank you so much for the great information today. Safe travels, my friend. I hope you come back again real soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Guy Sermon, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, in the next hour. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.